It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles, and all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Good morning to you, and welcome to a Thursday. It is May 19th. This is Speak Out 2.0, live from our Laughlin Mall. I'm your host, Larry Tuneforce, and I'll be here for the next hour. And a little bit of sports action for you today. The Cubs and the Diamondbacks play today at 4:40. Tomorrow they play at 11:20. They bounce around times every day. Isn't it crazy? Then the next day, Saturday, they play at 11:20 again. Glad they got that consistent. And then again on Sunday they play at 11:20. Why they don't play at 11:20 today? I don't know. But let's see. Also on Friday evening at 4:30 we have the Rangers and the Hurricanes. That's a NHL playoff game. And then also on Monday we have the Diamondbacks and the Royals. They play at 6:40. Not 6:10, not 6:20, but 6:40. I don't know who's in charge of those times. I think they just, you know, roll dice and see what happens. Speak Out each and every day. Oh, by the way, all those games can be heard on KNTR Sports 94.3 or 100.5, depending upon where you live. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by TWN Communications, growing in their service area. Yes, they're adding more and more territory to their service area. For fiber internet, for digital phone, and TV streaming service, you can take the next step and pre-register. Just go to TWNcom.com/Mojave. Or you can call 888-227-2095. Or you can stop by their offices on Silver Creek Road right behind Glamar Inn. Or you can call 763-1100 and ask for Regina, and she can help you out. That's simple. All right. The Laughlin Outlet Mall, your place for shopping and food. Yeah, we have three restaurants downstairs. We have the Island Kitchen Experience. We have the Unique Eatery and Daniel's. Plus, yeah, there's an ice cream snack shop also open. Looks good. Upstairs, clothing to boots, sports to sunglasses, chocolate to movies. On the front of the building, a medical clinic, a pet daycare, a dollar store, and a nail salon. Come check us out at the Laughlin Mall. ProFit Kitchen, your place for healthy breakfast, lunch, and dinners. They're open in the Riverview Mall. Go in there and see Eric. He's there every day. And he just say, he'll come out and talk to you. Yeah. Oh, by the way, you know. Plus, he sells vitamins. Check that out. Yeah. And check it all out on his website, ProFit Kitchen. That's KITCHIN.com. All right, into the studio. And this is Hall & Oates, and I want to remind you that Hall & Oates are going to be in the Laughlin Event Center about 600 feet from me on the 22nd of October. Plan now to get your tickets and see this group live right here in Laughlin. Will you be there, Jack?
I tell you what, now that I know about it, I would love to go see them.
I know. It's a Saturday night. You can just stay in Laughlin.
Yeah,
know?
Really.
And doesn't everybody love Hall & Oates?
You know, that's one of my favorite classics from the 60s and 70s and 80s is Hall & Oates. I mean, the music is excellent. It's very mellow.
You understand the words.
Yes.
Yeah, not like that, some of the today's music.
No.
I mean, you watch a music awards and you go, what are they saying? You
know? Well, they were saying that some artist is going to play at the Preakness. And I'm like, well, I've never heard of her. And they said, you have to have heard of her. I was like, what does she sing? She goes, she's a rapper. I said, "Get, I won't hurt. I would not hurt her of her. I'm a 60s, 70s, and 80s guy.
Yeah,
I'm into classic rock, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it's bad music. I just don't listen to it.
Well, and to me, even with hearing aids, I'm going, what are they saying? What are they saying?
Yeah, exactly.
So this is Jack Mafar from East West Financial Services, in case you don't recognize the voice. He is the guru here for helping people make money on their money.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And that's, I guess that's the best way to say it. You know, you got 20 bucks and you want 25, go see Jack. So retirement planning and estate planning, you've been doing this for 30 years.
32 years.
32.
Well, actually 31 years. Okay. 1991 is when I got licensed, February of 1991.
Who licensed you?
Well, I was licensed for the state of New Jersey.
Okay.
That's the first license I had to pass. And then I also was a broker at the time, so I passed my securities license. I used to sell stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and what have you. And then decided that when in 1996, well, in 1995, the first fixed index annuity came out, and I started using them in 1996, and I just felt, why would anybody risk their principal when you can participate in market gains and not? So then 2000 came, and it made me look like the most intelligent man in the world because the market crashed, and then it crashed again in 01.
Right.
And everybody was happy they moved over because they didn't lose any principal.
Right.
And I was like, no, I didn't have a crystal ball. I just felt it made sense to take your gains. We were at a high, and the 90s were great.
Yeah.
You know, it was good growth.
Right. And you also allow their principal to grow. Yeah, I think you call it a reset.
Okay. So, yeah. So what happens is, and you know, that's a really good point. It's a buy back in. So basically, if you're invested with me and the market crashes, on your anniversary date, you buy back in at the low with all your money.
Right. But let's say I give you 10 grand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just for an even number. I give you 10 grand, and you start investing that, and in a year from now, I have $10,120.
Mm-hmm.
I can put that $120 with my 10 grand, and that becomes my reset.
Well, that becomes your new guarantee, so you can't go below that point.
Right. So now what I started with is now that 120, an example, that's now all guaranteed that will never, I'll never lose that.
That's correct.
Yeah. So I can keep moving that into my initial principal and my initial investment grow and can't be touched.
We have the only product that not only guarantees your principal, but in the growth years, on your reset date, we actually guarantee your growth, too.
You guarantee the growth?
Well, I mean, it becomes the principal. So let's say you invest $100,000, and 2 years from now it's worth $120,000. Your new guarantee is $120,000.
Right.
So we actually guarantee now your principal and the growth that you made.
The $120,000.
Yes.
Right.
And you could do a 1 year or 2 year. You make more money with the 2 year. The reason being is basically they're like 2 year options. It's cheaper to buy a 2 year option so they could pay you more.
Now, when they sit down with you, do they get to pick and choose where you invest their money? Because don't we have some products out there that are risky and some that are pretty safe?
Well, the with us, there's no risk of principal whatsoever.
Right.
So the only thing you're risking is whether you're going to get a zero return or a percentage. So we have the 500 index, which is my favorite. I'm sorry, the 500 index is the granddaddy of all indexes. But we also have real estate, we have gold, we have bonds. So
and some of those can be risky. So if I say to you, invest 20% of my money in bonds and 20% in the 500, and I really like Cheerios, so let's go with, some food product over here with 20%. I'm probably going to earn different on all three of those 20%.
Absolutely.
And some of them might be risky. Some of them will be pretty close to just a guarantee, whatever. But you have that option.
That's right. So, for example, I had an agent call me up. He had a client that wanted to invest in the S&P, but he was going to take half of it and invest it in some kind of real estate fund. And I turn around and says, well, he's got real estate in the F&G, so He goes, he does, and he ended up getting the whole thing. He liked the idea that he, with the other way, he was going to take risk. With this way, he wouldn't.
Right.
So there's absolutely no risk of principle whatsoever.
And that's the best part with you, because your principle does stay there, and if I bring you 100 grand, I'm always going to be guaranteed to pick that back up.
Yeah, if we have a major decline in the market like we're suffering now, you get a zero and step aside, and then eventually reset at the new low.
Right. And when you say reset, you're saying purchase the stock now at the new lower number.
That's right. You do a repurchase at the lower price. One of my favorite examples to use is like, it's like going to the casino and putting your money all on black and red comes out, and then you say, can we have a do-over? And you get to buy back in.
Your casinos don't quite work that way.
No, they would be out of business.
Sean Hammond just drove off the road listening to you say that. He's in Golden Valley now going, oh, my truck's sliding off the road. the casinos don't quite do that with your money.
No, not quite. I belong to a lot of sites for the casinos, and it's amazing what people think. And I try to set them straight. My son's a pit boss at one of the casinos up in Vegas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He decided to go to dealer school, and with his math, he's got a mind like mine, mathematical mind. So I told him, make sure you do roulette and craps. So 30 days dealing craps, he was already promoted to a pit boss. Now he's an assistant manager of the pit bosses.
Wow.
Okay. He can literally look at the tables and stop a bet being paid out because he knows it's calculated wrong.
Ah.
So he also has to watch for counters. And,
right, right.
And which, you know.
And the counters are usually a one-deck blackjack. They're not counting if there's three and four decks, right?
Well, the thing is, it's almost impossible to count with a one deck. A lot of casinos shuffle after one hand.
Right.
So there, really can't count.
You can't count. that knocks the counters out.
That knocks them out of the one decker.
Right.
So they have to go to a different system. In anything, you just got to follow. You don't really have to count cards. I mean, I just look. If a couple picture cards come out and I need a low card to better my hand against a 20 on the dealer, then I'm going to take a shot at it.
Yeah.
Because, and you see the cards come out. So,
and that's the other thing with the casinos. When you hit 22, they don't let you take that card back and say, I'll stick with the 19.
No, can't do a do-over.
Now, what about the market? Because, like yesterday, they said the market was the worst decline since 20-something, 2020, 2002 or something. That happens from day to day, but not on an ongoing basis, right?
No, but the thing is, though, people have come to me and asked me my opinion of what the market's going to do. Now, I do have a crystal ball on my conference table. I really do.
Uh-huh.
And I tell the people, let's look in here.
Yeah.
And I always think there's nothing there. But the thing is, it's impossible to predict the market, but you can follow the market by what's going on with our economy. And between inflation out of control and of course, you know, printing money and spending it the way we are.
Right.
This is not the same thing as 2008. We're actually probably in a bigger decline than we can ever imagine.
Right.
So we definitely got some major problems coming up, and we're not doing anything to rectify it. So.
I was just going to say, I don't see it getting any better real
no.
quick. Let's take a break. We're going to come back and chat some more. If you have questions for Jack, 702-298-1063, give us a call. A couple things going on today at D-Flat Pharmacy in Bullhead City. They have an anniversary ribbon cutting at 4 o'clock. Questions, call the chamber, 754-4121. In Kingman, they have a mixer tonight at 66 Auto Sales, live music and pizza. That kicks off at 5:30 at 66 Auto Sales on the big corner there of, Stockton Hill and Andy Devine, maybe? Call the chamber, 928-753-6253, if you have questions. And then also tonight at the Bullhead City Mojave Community College campus, Stop Sex Trafficking. They talk about youth for the event from 5:30 to 6:30, and then adults from 6:30 to 8. Questions, call Natalie, 928-753-0741. Stop to no man along the way. Find some old forgotten words or any
change.
Hi, this is Heather from Mojave Electric Cooperative, and we're proud to announce our new program, Mojave Charge, which offers rebates for battery storage systems coupled with solar or other renewable energy. Rebates are up to $500 are available for each qualifying battery installation. This rebate can be combined with other solar rebates. To learn more, contact our energy management specialist at 928-763-1100 or at our website, mojaveelectric.com.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
You are never too young or too old to plan for retirement. Hello, I'm Jack Mafara at East West Financial. Planning for retirement is often put off. However, the more you put it off, the more it may cost you. It is important because it will have an impact on the rest of your life. Guaranteed retirement income planning is my specialty. I have over 30 years' experience helping people plan and manage their retirement. Call me. Let's talk. Questions are free. 928-888-9828. That's 928-888-9828.
The last time you needed an electrician, did you ask a friend for help or did you call Mr. Bubba's Power? Walker Service Electric are the professionals servicing Mojave County for over 27 years. Professional workmanship and the work is performed at a fair price. Walker has stayed in business with satisfied customers, holding those standards high. Walker Service Electric performs residential work, commercial, and industrial. If you need an electrician, call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that, your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
Attention Mojave County Realtors, this is Chad Hansen, founder and CEO of Mojave Mortgage. I just made getting your investor clients qualified for financing a whole lot easier. With Mojave Mortgage Stated Income Programs, your investors could qualify for loan limits up to $1.5 million. Don't let this amazing opportunity to help your investors pass you by. Contact Mojave Mortgage at 928-288-2691. That's 928-288-2691. Mojave Mortgage, NMLS 1830581, Equal Housing Lender, Arizona License 1001852.
Speaking of Mojave Mortgage, we're brought to you by Mojave Mortgage. Yeah. You know how it works in Chad's office? You want to refi your home. You want to, you know, get a lower interest rate. And you can still do that. So you call him up, 928-288-2691. You go in and you sit down. He's got a big mahogany desk, 75 feet long. It's gigantic. Yeah. And it's a good thing he has a big desk. But anyways, you sit at one end, he's at the other end. And you're filling out paperwork for that refi, and all of a sudden you look up and he's gone. He didn't leave the room. His chair's a dumbwaiter, goes down into the vault, and the vault, you know, is the size of the Pentagon. It's big. It's got money on every shelf. And he gets your money, and he puts it on a silver platter, and he comes back up the dumbwaiter, and he just hands it to you. It's that simple. So if you need some money, get some of Chad's money. Call 928-288-2691. Pet 5150. Yeah, we're going to take Max there for a few days next month. Actually the end of this month. We canceled our big vacation. We were going to be gone for 2 weeks. But things change. But we are going to go to Vegas for a few days. So anyways, we're going to put Max in Pet 5150. And I know that when we go to pick him up, he's going to like, I don't want to go home. Are you kidding me? Look at the videos on Facebook of the dogs at Pet 5150. They're running in and out of pools. They're tackling each other. They're playing with toys. It's Disneyland there. Yes. It's like a dog park inside and outside. Dogs enjoy it there. Be part of the family. Book your dogs. You can also, they also, you know, have a little spa there where they can bathe them and clip their nails. And if you want their, you know, your poodle's hair to be purple, they can do that too. Call 928-577-7390. Talk to Liz and she'll tell you whatever she can do for you. Barron Services, experts in alarms, fire and security, home and commercial, installation, repairs, replacements, and monitoring, experts in pools, complete design, complete installation, and landscaping with an owner on the job every single day, experts in pest solutions, residential and commercial, and Barron uses products that are safe for your children and your pets. That's the best part. Call 928-758-5499. All right, back in the studio here. We're talking the market, and we're talking helping you make money with your money. And that's basically, to sum it up, what you do. You take people's money and make more money for them with their money.
Exactly. But I do it with no risk of principal whatsoever.
Right.
I don't believe in risk.
Yeah.
And whether you want to go in the market and try to get those gains of 10% per year, or we even got products that pay like a five-year seed. It's a five-year program where you're locked in at a rate of anywhere between 3.75 to 4%.
Oh, wow.
Which is a decent rate right
yeah.
now. So for those that want nothing to do with the market, definitely got a great interest rate for a five-year program. I can go seven-year, 10-year program on those two, but I just believe that take the interest for the next – I think interest rates are going to continue to go up, so maybe after 5 years we're going to go ahead and
– go down.
Go into another –
yeah.
To where we lock in at a higher rate. I remember – I met a client here when I first moved here. She still had an annuity that was at the old interest rate. She was getting like, I don't know, 7 or 8%.
Wow.
And I told her, I said, keep that as
don't
long
touch
as it ends.
Yeah.
You know. And then when it came to an end, we took care of it.
Yeah,
but,
ride that horse as long as you can.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I mean, those were the, you know.
Wow.
And I don't know if we're going to get to that. Unfortunately, inflation is definitely going up faster than the interest rates.
Right.
Which makes it a little dangerous.
Yeah. Now, I see a TV commercial where someone goes, we make more when you make more. Is that basically what you do? You make more when the customer makes more?
Actually, no. And I know who you're talking about, and that's a really scary theory. So what he's saying is he makes more when you make more is they charge a fee every year. We don't charge any fees.
Ah.
Okay, so there's no fees, and I'm at the point. I'm just going to be straight about this. I'm tired of fees. I see people get feed to death.
Yeah.
Now we do have what's called a margin. A margin means that the insurance company only makes their cut, their 2%, if there's a profit. If there's no profit, there's no fee for them. There's
wow.
nothing. So your principal, when I say your principal is guaranteed, I'm
yeah.
talking guaranteed against everything. That 100,000 you started with never goes below 100,000, not even for fees, until there's a gain, and then it's going to change.
Right. Okay. So. All right. We're out of time.
We're out of time already?
I know. You talk so much.
Well.
Uh-oh. Maybe we got a question before we go.
Oh, let's see if we do.
Caller, did you have a question? Hello, caller. Hello. Are you there? Maybe not. Okay. All right.
Oh, there it is again. And I'll give them my info, but let's see what we got.
Nope. Oh, wait. There's a line. Okay. Caller, are you there? Hello.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got cut off on the first one.
Okay.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's your question?
Wanted to just know... what's the minimum you need to do an investment like that if I was trying to do something like for my grandson?
The minimum investment is $25,000.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
And let me put my information out there.
Yeah, do.
East West Financial, 928-988-9828. Just call the office, set an appointment with Carrie. We're at Colorado Place, so
right.
it's easy to find us.
In Bullhead City and in Kingman.
And we have an office in Kingman.
So, and questions are free. They can come
questions
in and sit down
free.
With you and
yep.
talk, and like that guy just called. We didn't charge him for his question.
Nope. And you can have a free consult, absolutely.
Perfect. So. All right, Jack, thank you so much. Call him up, make an appointment, go in and sit down and see what he can do for you. It's that simple, right?
Yes.
All right. Okay, let's take a break. We're going to come back. There's a blood drive tomorrow in Bullhead City at the Health Club at the Riverview Mall, 1 to 5. Call by Talent, 877-258-4825. And there's a bingo benefit law enforcement torch run for Special Olympics tomorrow at Anderson Ford. That kicks off at 7 o'clock. And stick around. We're going to come right back.
Minutes still matter when it comes to medical emergencies. In some cases, fast care can be life-saving, especially for heart attacks and strokes. so don't delay or be afraid to get help if you need it. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center is safe and ready to care for you, with limited entry points, screening for everyone, deep cleaning, and social distancing. We're taking extra precautions to help keep you safe. Don't put off emergency care. Visit ercarewarmc.com or call 911 in an emergency.
Have you heard? TWN Communications is partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to your community. Fiber-based technology ensures you'll have access to faster internet speeds, keeping you and your business connected. Pre-register today and be the first to know when it's available in your neighborhood. To learn more and pre-register, visit mojaveelectric.com/broadband. That's mojaveelectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095.
Have you, your friends, and coworkers tried ProFit Kitchen in the Riverview Mall? Beats any drive-thru. Check out the selection of 9 healthy wraps, a Smokehouse Philly, the Keto Cheeseburger, Smokehouse Turkey Burger, Portobello Chicken Sandwich, Impossible Vegan Burger, a Cajun Bowl, Blue Burger Bowl, Steak Fajita Bowl, and more. A complete healthy menu. Plus protein shakes, nitro coffee, and meal prep solutions. You'll love ProFit Kitchen, and so will your friends.
As we heat up, the bugs are out. If they're in your home or business, you have a problem. Barron Pest Solutions can solve your problem. The last thing you want is a visitor or customer seeing unwanted guests crawling across your floor. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. Bugs gone tomorrow. Safe, effective, and pet-friendly treatments that turn termites, spiders, and scorpions away from your home or business. 758-5499. Solving your bug problems. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality, experience, family.
You can hear KNTR talk numerous ways. On the radio at 106.7 via translator K294CQ for Lake Havasu City and Parker. 106.3 for Bullhead City, Laughlin and Needles on translator K292EU. And 106.3 via translator K29GC in Kingman and Golden Valley. You can also hear KNTR talk on KJJJ HD2. Go to KNTRTalk.com for audio streaming on your portable device with the TuneIn app. KNTR Talk is the voice of the free.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you by Walker Service Electric. Walker electricians are all over Mojave County every single day. Bullhead City, Kingman, and Havasu, and all the areas in between. Yeah. Anywhere on, 68, anywhere on 95, I-40 from Kingman to Havasu. You know, if you need an electrician out there, call one number, 928-718-9444. You heard Scott Neal in here a couple weeks ago talking about Fire Station 2 being rebuilt, and they're the electrical contractor. Yeah. So they do big jobs. They do small jobs. They can come to your house and put a ceiling fan in for you. Whatever you need. If you think about electricity and you need some help for your residence, for your business, call one number, 928-718-9444. Mojave Electric Cooperative, do you like to save money? You get that free co-op connection card. It's a little tiny card you put in your keychain. Show it everywhere you go. I mean, you can save money at Laughlin River Tours. Yeah, you can save money at, Mary Kay Beauty Products, Mattress Land, just the Hut. Yeah, just some of the places where you flash that little card and they give you a discount. You can't beat that. Also, Barron Services. Yeah, we talked about that yesterday. All right, back in the studio and Kristen Ott from the Legacy Rehab and Care Center. I'll get it right yet. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Larry?
Good. How's everything at Legacy?
We are doing good. We just actually this last week wrapped up our National Nursing Home Week with our residents and our staff, which is always a really fun week for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, we really, it's just a week that we take, and there's a lot of planning that goes into place, and we celebrate with our staff, all departments, and all of our residents.
Oh, cool.
And have a lot of festivities. So, yeah we just wrapped that up on Friday. So, yeah.
So, kind of an expensive week for you.
Yeah.
I know.
But it's worth it.
Well, and there's I think we just went through Nurses Month or Nurses Week a few weeks ago, and a lot of facilities, that's their time to remind the nurses that they appreciate them. Because you don't say it every day. So you got to at least celebrate it once in a while and just say, here, here's lunch on us today, or, a bag or a shirt or something, and celebrate it.
Yeah, it's my favorite because we really celebrate all departments all at one time.
And your long-term facility, they see their nurse every day.
Yes.
You know, if you're in for physical therapist, you may be there for just a week or two and you're gone. Mm-hmm. But if you reside there, you see the nurse every single day. They're like family to you.
They are. We, you know, when they, if they do end up staying long term, you know, we have a lot of residents that come in for short term therapy, go back home, back to assisted living, wherever they came from. You know, our goal is to get them back on their feet and doing well. And then we have some that stay with us long term, and it is their home. You know, we're working in their home. I always tell the staff that. I'm like, we have the luxury of working in their home.
Yeah.
And you really get to know them, which for those of us that work in long-term care, we really enjoy that. That's right. The fun part.
That is the fun part, because you get Eric Fox from ProFit, you know, his dad lives there.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about it all the time. And his dad loves it,
mm-hmm.
you know, and he goes up to visit his dad, and his dad's like all happy, and, you know, and so, but I would imagine your residents also know his dad and know that his dad has a son who owns a restaurant.
Sure they probably do, yeah.
And vice versa. You know, you have residents and they probably, you know, that have been there a while, and your nurses probably know their family members.
Yeah.
Either by name or some of them by face, you know.
Yeah.
They see Eric walk in, they go, oh, yeah, your dad's, you know, he's waiting for you. He's in the kitchen at the table or whatever. And
because
some of them meet people at the tables in the restaurants and, what do you call it?
In the dining room.
The dining room, yeah.
Yeah.
And some of them just meet them in their rooms, right?
Yeah. So it's kind of like working with your grandma and grandpa all day long.
Yeah.
You know, it's like they have these amazing stories. They have the best stories because they've lived, you know, so many years. And there's just so much you can, just tidbits they want to share. And, you know, you connect that way.
How old is the oldest individual in there, do you know?
So we are getting ready to celebrate a gentleman who's been with us some time. And we're actually getting ready to celebrate his 100th birthday.
Wow.
So that is coming up next month.
Did you send him into the Today Show so that they can put him on the Smucker's jar and announce his birthday?
We are going to make sure he feels like he was on that show.
Well,
yeah.
Send it in.
I know.
You know, that's what they do.
Yeah.
Fantastic. 100 years old.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're getting ready to celebrate. We just got done with nursing home.
Bring him on the show.
Bring him on the show. He might really like that.
Maybe let me come in there and record a little show with him.
He might really enjoy that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the next big festivity we're planning. Not that we have all things every day, but that's the next
one. But when you have a resident that turns 100.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Especially when he's being taken care of by a 25-year-old nurse. He goes, you're 3 times my age, you know, 4 times my age. You know, wow.
Yeah.
But so, I'll bet some of the stories that they tell are just fantastic.
They are. You know, there's so many different walks of life.
Yeah.
And so when you're able to sit, and that's the fun part, again, about working in long-term care is you have time to really get to know these individuals.
Right.
And so it's just a really special moment, especially when they're there. And, you know, we've had residents there, I don't know, 10-plus years.
Yeah.
And so we really get to know these individuals, what they like, what they don't like. You know, obviously we're there to provide care and meet their needs, what they like to eat, what they don't like to eat.
Right.
You know, hey, maybe they're a morning person, maybe they're not.
Right.
You know, this is what when
don't open his door till 7:30.
Yeah.
Open his door at 4:30 in the morning. Yeah.
When it comes to activities, this is what they like to do. This is what they really don't like to do. And just those little moments with them, you know, I always tell the staff, it's when we're walking down the hall, just that simple hello. I mean, it's not getting them something to eat or providing care. It's, how are you today?
Yeah.
The simple interactions and then, you know, all the fun we have in between all that.
Exactly. Because you have an activities director and an assistant that keep everybody hopping, don't they?
They do, and they do quite an amazing job over there.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, because when you think about somebody who's living there for 10 years, you don't want them to get stagnant. You don't want them to get bored. And so you've got to create things for them to get involved in, whether we volleyball or we this or, you know, or poker or whatever you guys do, and the games and the table games and whatnot. And don't you guys decorate the doors every once in a while?
Oh, we decorate. And the activities is so wonderful, you know, because still with the COVID pandemic, we still have some strict restrictions in our setting.
Yeah.
And that we're required to follow. And so
they're not set by you. They're set by everybody above you.
Yeah, and we take that, you know, obviously very seriously. And so activities is very good even through this pandemic. I mean, they have a cart and they take the activities right to their room and we disinfect. Right. And so, you know, that quality of life is so important, and it's so much more than just providing the care, getting the meal. You know, all of that's a part of it, but it's enjoying your time and the interactions with others.
Well, and the last thing you want is one of your residents to get sick in your facility, mm-hmm. you know, to get pneumonia, to get COVID, to get, you know, mm-hmm. Anything.
Yeah.
And so keeping things clean has always been your way.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then when COVID came, it's just a little cleaner.
Extra clean. Yeah.
You know, and, yeah, and strict, you know, instead of twice a week, it's three times a week or four times a week or.
Yeah, yeah, it's been fun, especially for Nursing Home Week. The residents, you know, they get to watch, and, you know, we had Olympics with the staff, and they had certain things they had to do. You know, obviously we're wearing our masks and doing what we're supposed to do and disinfecting, but the residents get to watch, and they're laughing, and it's just, again, that interaction with them.
That's good.
It's a lot of fun. A lot
Fantastic.
Of food, too. A lot of eating last week.
So everybody's on a diet this week.
So shout out to our dietary department. They did an amazing job.
Good. Do you ever bring food in?
Yeah, we do that quite a bit, actually.
Yeah,
we'll do catering, you know. And I think for us, it's not our dietary department. They do an absolutely amazing job.
They kind of get a break when you
they
bring food.
They get a break. Yeah, so they get to actually sit and just say, oh, you know, get to enjoy that.
Good break to eat, too.
yeah. So we do that every once in a while, and we have it catered in and work with the other other companies in this community.
Cool, that cater, yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic. You also kind of went through a building remodel, didn't you, recently, and fixed up some of the rooms and some of the halls and stuff?
Yeah, we've been working really hard. I, you know, when you drive by, you probably don't see it as much, but when you come in, we've had a lot of families. I have so many employees say, oh, that family mentioned how nice it looks, and, you know, just simple little things. But we are just this week wrapping up our refurbishment of our short-term therapy hall.
Oh, okay.
So if you need to come in and get some short-term therapy and your plan is to go back home or wherever you came from prior to being in our facility,
right.
We've refurbished it. It's fresh paint, the floors,
Fantastic.
New beds, bedding. Just new LED light bulbs. It's just you walk over there and it's real bright, fresh, and clean. So it's been fun. And we're just wrapping up our remodel of our beauty salon, too.
Oh.
So that's been
cool.
fun as well, and our residents are seeing that, and they're really excited to get their hair done in there. We got a little nail station, activity and new nails. So we are actively looking for a beautician, just a little, you know, some it's just a little side work.
Yeah, some part-time work, yeah.
Yeah, and someone that has a passion for working and having interactions with the elderly population.
Right, because, and so it might be just a little slower paced.
Yeah, you know, you're sitting there, and it's one at a time, and it's for the resident. They're getting that service done, but it's also an activity for their day.
Right.
So we've made it a really serene, just really neat space to where they almost feel like they're outside of the nursing home. We try to make it feel like they're not there.
Okay.
But it's a real private space, and, so we're really excited to have that all remodeled.
And that's important because, like you said, for them it's an event during their day. If they're going to go get a haircut or they get a perm or they get their nails done or a pedicure, because guys like pedicures. I get mine. Now I can just go to Lacey.
Yes, there you go.
but that is a part of their day that I used to call my dad and say, what are you doing today? And he'd go, oh, I'm going to mow the lawns. I go, okay, well, that takes 20 minutes because you do it every other day. You know, what else are you going to do? Oh, I don't know yet. But for them, you know, if their kids call and say, what are you going to do today? Well, you know, I get a perm this afternoon or I get my nails done or then I'm going to have lunch in the lunch room with Joe who's over in room 306 or what, you know.
Yes.
They can lay out their day. And then the event people have me doing this and that at this time. And
Yeah, you know, everyone who gets their hair done or haircut, they feel better.
Yeah.
Right? They feel better. And it's so much easier. Sometimes it's hard for them to get out and – you know, get transported over to a beauty salon or whatever that is. So we try to bring as many services as we can on site.
Right.
And so they get to go in there. And, again, it's not just about getting your hair done. It's about the interaction with who is doing your hair.
Somebody new.
Someone they can connect with, someone who has a passion for elderly population that just wants to sit and have a conversation.
Right.
Cool. Yep, we're working on that.
Yep. And your own little pet peeve is the landscaping outside, isn't it?
It is a pet peeve of mine. Yes, we've been working on that.
I know. I know that's your pet peeve. And I know that you like the building to look nice from the road when people pass by.
It's important to me. Everything from the moment you have an experience with the Legacy, you know, I want it to be a good experience. And
right.
I feel like presentation and all the way down to from when someone calls to when they walk in to when they leave should be good.
And you also have guests that say, hey, push me outside for a while. I want to go outside today for 20 minutes or something. And in the mornings right now, it's beautiful. By afternoon, you know, I'll go outside for 4.5 minutes. but in the mornings, you can go. Do you have some of your quad that they can go out and go outside and just sit in there and enjoy the birds? And
yeah, so we have a couple internal courtyards, which are very nice. There's a lot of trees and some metal gazebos that it keeps it cool.
Yeah.
So we, you know, want to make sure they have something cold to drink, that they're in some shade if they need some sunscreen, that they're just safely getting some fresh air. But it is beautiful right now. We're not in the middle of the summer yet.
Right.
So we need to take advantage of this.
Especially
time.
In the morning, yeah. You want your oatmeal outside today, Uncle Fred, you know? So I think that's fantastic that they can do that.
Because
I've seen people meeting their family out in the front area.
Yes.
You know, out there sitting there chit-chatting, and they can see the cars go by and go, oh, look, there's a new car, you know. And and so they're not totally concealed to a room all the time.
No, you know, we're just cautious. We disinfect.
Right.
You know, our cleaning procedures have not lessened since the pandemic started. We still have our mask wearing based on our regulations. You know, we have all these things in place, but...
And you still have to test right now, too, don't
we
you?
We are still testing currently, still twice a week.
Twice a week?
Yeah, so I think, again, we've talked that there's been some perceptions about long-term care. I know they've had a lot of publicity on TV through the pandemic.
Right.
And I think a lot of that publicity has been we deal with a very vulnerable population. They're old. We have someone turning 100.
Yeah.
You know, so they're
susceptible to everything.
They're easily susceptible. However, our regulations are some of the strictest.
Their immune system is worn out.
I go get my COVID swab right after I go back, Larry.
Oh, you have to also, huh, when you walk in.
Yep. I got one Tuesday and I get one today.
Wow.
So, it's just our way to best, if someone is positive, we catch it immediately.
Right.
We've caught so many people who are asymptomatic, and right away we're out the building and we're, you know, quarantining and we're catching it before it's all over the facility.
And you're talking employees that are out the building.
Yes, employees.
You need to go home for 4 or 5 days because they caught it at Walmart or Safeway or something.
Yeah, just out doing their normal daily activities of life and then coming, you know, that we all have to do every single day.
Yeah.
It's not that they're doing anything wrong. You're just out and about
just living,
they are living. Yeah.
Wow.
So, we have all those protective measures in place, and I think those processes have really helped us catch, if there is somebody, we catch it very quickly.
And some of the rules that Arizona and Medicare and Medi-Cal and all those people that supervise you that they've put into place is so we don't see our facilities on the news.
Yes.
We don't have a facility in Arizona who had 20 deaths or 25 or 30, you know, some of the stuff that we saw in the beginning of the pandemic over on the East Coast was earth-shattering, you know, that it went rapid through a building.
Yes.
And I think that that's kind of, you know, you're probably sitting there thinking, you know what it costs me every day to do this? But those regulations in Arizona have worked well.
They have, you know, and I think we are having visitors start to come in, which has been nice for the residents.
Yeah.
It's been nice for everybody. And I think there is some confusion when they come in about our mask wearing and all these things that we have to do. And we do our best to explain to them, these are our regulations. It's not really...
This isn't us.
And ultimately, at the end of the day, I know people are tired of the masks and are tired of these things, but I think we have to sit back and remember the reason why we're wearing them. And we are around a very vulnerable population. And we just need to remember that. You know, I think so many people are tired of wearing them, and we're trying to keep our residents safe.
Yeah, I haven't had to wear one for a while, but you probably wear one every day, huh?
I wore one this morning before I came here.
Gosh, wow. All right, let's take a break. A couple more things to remind you of. KRMC at their Wallify campus has Kids Day. Saturday starts at 9 a.m. Questions call KRMC 757-2101. And then also, don't forget the Kiwanis Golf Tournament this Saturday, 8 o'clock at Los Lagos. Call Charlie Greer, 714-392-2737.
Laughlin Ranch Golf Club has a stunning 18-hole golf course wrapped around lakes, natural desert landscaping with awesome mountain views on every hole. Golf Club amenities include clubhouse, pro shop, spa, and a restaurant overlooking the greens. The course is in tip-top shape. Ask about the First Responders Tournament April 30th. Enjoy Arizona's number 4 rated golf course. Minutes from the Laughlin Casinos off the Bullhead Parkway. Set your tee time, 928-754-1234.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery is fully open and ready to fill your belly with your favorite meals, entrees, and desserts. From the kitchen, enjoy a delicious hot breakfast, an awesome lunch with sandwiches, burgers, salads, and more. Then the mouth-watering dinners, complete and yummy. All delicious, fresh Perkins pies from the bakery start at $9.99. Banana cream, chocolate French silk, cherry, strawberry, or caramel apple. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City.
Meet me at Laughlin Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and really spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Meet me at Laughlin Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
Trimming your dog's nails is never fun. And do you really know how to trim them? Then there is the fun bath. Pet 5150 specializes in nails, baths, and trims. And Liz does it all with TLC and a smile. Your pet will love the care. Then your pet will look, smell, and feel fantastic. They might even thank you. Call people crazy about pets. Pet 5150. 928-577-7390. Treat your dog. 928-577-7390.
Providing assistance to those in need with their activities of daily living requires certification through the Arizona State Board of Nursing. Wondering where and how to start? The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City offers an on-site nursing assistant program. Call 928-763-1404 for more information or apply online for the CNA training class at thelegacyrehab.com. We would love to help assist you in beginning your career in healthcare today.
Hey there, it's Jason again from Mills Brothers Furniture and Sleep Center. This month, we're going to pay your taxes for you. That's right, Mills Brothers will pay the sales tax on all your purchases made in May. Plus, get great savings on all your favorite furniture brands like Flexsteel, Ashley Furniture, Heirloom, Sealy, Posh & Lavish, and more. And pay no sales tax. On Mesquite Avenue in Havasu, or check us out at millsbrothers.net. Mills Brothers Furniture and Sleep Center, for the rest of your life.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. Open 7 days a week, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and breakfast, lunch, and dinner available all day long. And then, take home a pie. Take home, you know, some cookies, a muffin, you know, or a slice of pie. And put some whipped cream on it and a little piece of, you know, ice cream. Oh, so good for a little snack. Then they have the chocolate overload cake, and they can put a scoop of vanilla on that for you if you want. Chocolate peanut butter drop and raspberry lemon drop. And don't forget, tomorrow's Fish Friday, all you can eat at Perkins. Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, providing quality health care for the tri-state area, visitors and residents, a 24-hour emergency room for you, and a chest pain center that can perform cardiac catheterization 24/7. And cardiac rehab. Learn more at warmc.com or call 928-763-CARE, 763-2273. Arizona Comfort Solutions. How are the comfort tools in your home or your business? Are they doing the job? And it's not even hot yet. Yes. What are you going to do at 110, 115, 120? That's as high as I go. Make sure your swamp cooler, your thermostat, your AC is ready to go. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400. Have them come out now and check them before you have to have it, before it gets too hot. Call them now. They come out twice a year. They have a whole service project like that. And then in a couple months, they can come out and tune up your heater, your furnace, your heat pumps, whatever you have. Call 928-758-2400. Laughlin Ranch. Ah, the grill at Laughlin Ranch. So good. Cravings, steaks. Oh, yeah. Pastas, burgers, pizza, sandwiches. You name it. Go in there for lunch. Just sit there and look out at the greens. Look at people playing golf and sweating while you're sitting in there in a nice, cool environment having lunch. Check out their entire menu at LaughlinRanch.com. We got about 4 minutes left with Kristen Ott here in the studio for Legacy Rehab and Care Center. How long have you guys owned Legacy? Has it been yours?
I'm thinking back, I think, since around 2005, 2006.
Oh, quite a while then.
Yeah. Western Regional Medical Center had actually built that
originally. In the beginning.
Yeah. And then they had, I think, were kind of looking and getting out of the business and approached and said, would you have an interest? And so here we are.
Yeah. Wow. And you don't sit back on your laurels, you know. You're constantly trying to improve the building, improve the process, and beautify it for those long-term people.
Yes.
You know, and then you get your post-acute and the rehab and all that. Those people are there for a short period of time, but that's one of the areas you just fixed up was all that.
We did. We just finished that hall. We're this week just finishing making the beds, hanging the privacy curtains, restocking the soap and the paper products.
Cool.
So, yeah, by Friday that one will be done, and we're already have eyeballed the next hall that we're going to start on. So we're not done just with that one hall.
Wow.
Yeah.
Lots going on.
There is a lot going on. So if you come and visit us at the Legacy, you'll see some changes in there.
Yeah, and when the family members can come in, they're going to see the changes too, in Uncle Henry's room or whatever, and see the beautification. And most rooms have windows?
All of the rooms have windows.
Ah,
yeah,
good.
All of them have windows so they can see outside and have that light.
Then I'll bet you've got some residents that say, close my blinds. You know?
Oh, they do.
And then you got other ones that say, open those things at 4:30 in the morning. I want you coming in at 4:30 and open my blinds. I want that. And open the window. I want the sun and the breath, fresh air coming in.
Yeah, we want it to be light, but obviously we're going to do exactly what they want. You know,
yeah.
You have some, depending on where the sun's at over the building at certain times that they
right.
want their windows open or closed. And
yeah, because I'll bet sometimes it's shocking to them. Close those blinds. Pushing the button. Get in here and close that blind.
But they're doing good. So you'll see kind of what we've done, and you'll see where the paint is to where we need to keep going. And we're just going to keep moving forward.
Fantastic. All right. Yeah. What's the phone number?
Phone number for the Legacy Rehab and Care Center is 928-763-1404.
758-1404.
763.
Really?
Yeah, 763-1404.
I have 758. Wow. I might need to change my copy here.
Yeah, we'll get it updated for you.
And it's It is 2812 Silver Creek Road.
It is 2812 Silver Creek Road, or right across the street from Western Regional Medical
That's
Center.
That's right, right next door, right across the street. And then you guys provide transportation for your residents that need to go back and forth sometimes for tests and whatnot.
We do. We have our own on-site transportation. So if they're on dialysis, have a follow-up appointment after they come out of the hospital, need to go to the bank, whatever it is, we provide that transportation for them, and our wonderful driver will assist them to getting where they need to be safely.
And you have residents that need to go to the bank?
Yeah, they have appointments too.
Wow, cool. All right, Kristen Ott, thank you so much for coming in. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Larry.
Paul Lavoie's up next. He's going to talk Lake Havasu Vets, and then he's got Supervisor Gene Bishop.
This is KNTR Talk, AJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3, the voice of the free.